DW, learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future. Welcome to the fourth episode of our Crime Fighters series, Sweeping Up Lekalongo. For 10 days now, the town of Lekalongo has been in uproar because of the landslide at a dumping site called Zukoso. 27 people were killed in the accident, most of them squatters who were rummaging through the waste at the time. The town hall quickly announced that it would be opening an official landfill site, even though it doesn't have any concrete plans, but it now has to face an angry local population. Meanwhile, Randolph Sanoso Eco Agency, which collects and sorts waste, is really taking off. This is largely thanks to the help of Rosa, a blogger with a particular interest in the environment. She's managed to convince her colleague, Anthony Bufora, a business lawyer, to lend the agency his plot of land in Sanoso for free so they'll have somewhere with enough space to sort the waste. Randolph, Matilda, and Rama want to continue their project in memory of their colleague Timothy, who was killed in the landslide. We find the young entrepreneurs at their new workspace at the start of this episode, entitled An Unpleasant Surprise.
Thank you, Mr. Bufora. You're really saving our business by lending us your land.
Matilda, call me Anthony, please. I see you've already settled in.
Yes, Rosa told us to bring our stuff here. You know, just in case you changed your mind.
No, don't worry about that.
We wanted to get started as soon as possible. Some friends lent us a hand, and we spent the past week making these wooden constructions. The building will be both an office and workshop. These two huts will be the sorting center and the warehouse.
You shouldn't have put so much pressure on yourselves. You could have taken your time and employed some carpenters.
What Rama hasn't said is that Rosa lent us the money for these constructions.
Watch out. If Rosa gets involved in something, don't just follow her blindly. Or from one day to the next, you'll find yourselves lending your plot of land for free.
Randolph, don't forget to return the signed lease to Mr. Bufora.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Rama. Here you are, Mr. Bufora.
Please call me Anthony. Really. Thanks for this. As we agreed, the lease is just a formality. All you need to pay are the taxes related to your activity on the land.
Thank you again. Your help is really crucial right now. We were thinking of giving it all up after our friend Timothy died in the landslide at Zukuso. We couldn't have gone on sorting waste at the bottom of the dump knowing that that was where he died.
Thank you very much for your generosity, Anthony.
It was Rosa who convinced me. The Sanoso Eco Project is going to change attitudes to waste in Lekalongo. I believe in you, my friends.
Now we have to get ready for a big event on Saturday, Public Health Day. It's the perfect occasion for the official launch of Sanoso Eco.
We have to get a move on. Lots of people will sign up for our waste collection scheme after the awareness event. You'll see, we'll soon be inundated with customers.
Well, if you're looking for stuff, don't forget to think of me.
You? A lawyer who always wears a tie. I can't imagine you on the streets wearing boots and pushing a wheelbarrow, Anthony.
Gradually, Randolph and his friends are managing to smile again despite their grief at Timothy's death. The Sanoso Eco Agency now has a proper place to work at last. But what about the town hall? How's the official landfill site it promised coming along? A mysterious meeting is taking place in the middle of the night on the outskirts of the city.
Godfrey, is that you? Who are you with?
Are you serious? We meet on a deserted road at 2 in the morning to hide our identities, and the first thing you do is call me by my name?
I told you, Godfrey, I don't think your guy's up to the job.
Paula, what's wrong with you?
Now you're calling me by my name.
Oh, let's just forget these stupid precautions. No one can hear us out here.
Are you both making fun of me? Do you want to use a megaphone so everyone can hear our names?
You know what? I don't think I'm going to go along with you two on this. I'll investigate on my own. If this guy had something to do with the accident or any of the deaths, I'll take him into custody.
No, you don't understand, Julian. He has to be accused of being responsible for the accident and the deaths in order to take the pressure off us. The popular discontent has only increased since the Zukoso landslide.
If the investigation and legal action make him look guilty, the crowd will take its anger out on him, not on the town hall. We'll be able to breathe a bit and work on getting the mayor re-elected on the basis of fake promises, like the opening of the official landfill we just announced.
I know that was just a tactical maneuver. The project will never see the light of day, will it?
Yet even the mayor seems to believe in this landfill. Once he's re-elected, we can forget all that nonsense.
Well, this is all very nice. But how am I supposed to accuse this guy without raising suspicion?
He openly admitted his responsibility for the victims being there beside Zukoso. It's obvious it was his company's activities that destabilized the mountain of waste. That's enough to indict him, open an inquiry, and give us some time to sort ourselves out.
What is this plot the municipal councillors Godfrey and Paula are concocting with the mysterious Julian? Our story has taken a surprising twist. Let's catch up with the members of the Sanoso Eco Agency 2 days later. They've organized the Public Health Day to clean the main road from Zukoso to their new headquarters, where they plan to present their project to the population in detail.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It's great that so many of you have come. Thank you. Most of you know me already, but for those who don't, my name is Randolph. Before I start, I'd like to introduce you to my friends and colleagues from the Sanoso Eco Agency. Yes.
I'm Matilda. Some of you know me already because I've been cleaning your homes for some years now. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah. And this is Rama, but she's so shy I won't force her to talk in front of everyone.
Hello.
Hi. And now please, a big round of applause for two people without whom we couldn't have continued our project. Rosa Nabiso.
Hello.
Hi.
And Anthony Bofora, who unfortunately can't be here today. Rosa is known for her environmental blog. Her colleague Anthony is also very precious to us.
Yes.
This morning, we've invited you to bring your rakes, brooms and spades and give a new face to road number 100, which leads all the way to the new headquarters of Sanoso Eco.
Behind us is Zukoso, a place that's marked by the sad memory of our friend Timothy and the other 26 people who died. Let's all clean the road that leads to the dumping site so we can start afresh. Are you with us?
Yes.
Good. Then take up your tools.
Yes.
We've put huge bags on stakes along the road to collect the waste. Please sort everything you sweep up into little piles. One for packaging and plastic bottles, one for glass, one for cardboard and paper, and one for anything made of metal.
Put dead leaves, herbs, and food waste together.
Then you can make other piles of what's left. Material and old shoes, wood, crockery, diapers, and so on.
It's okay. When you're done, please put each pile into different bags. This is what waste sorting means. Then later on, we'll finish up with some entertainment at our headquarters.
Let's turn road number 100 into a model road for the whole of Likalongo.
Yes.
Many thanks to those who've already signed up to our waste collection scheme. We'll talk about that later when we...
Here's the police.
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, what's this? What's that?
Way. Way. Get out of the way.
Huh? What are the police doing here?
We're not doing any harm. We just want to clean the street.
I'm Lieutenant Julian Atunde from the Likalongo Police. Randolph Kamo, you're being held responsible for the landslide at Zukoso.
What?
Wow.
In the name of the law, I am arresting you for the involuntary homicide of 27 people and for putting vulnerable people in danger.
What? I don't understand.
Put your hands together. There is no point in resisting.
But there must be some mistake.
Yes, this must be a mistake. Please don't take him away.
How will Randolph get out of this situation? What will happen to the Sanoso Eco Agency now that he's been arrested? Don't miss the next episode to find out. In the meantime, you can listen to this episode again on dw.com/crimefighters. Bye for now.